The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I thought we were going to be checking in with Automatic, my husband, who's in China. I was like, oh, we're going to be able to check in. What does it look like? What's it like? Nope, he's currently hovering over China, Macau, China right now. Well, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
I go by Anthony A.
Weird that it's not DJ Automatic.
Automatic took the traffic with him to China, didn't he?
The traffic with
him. Look at him over there causing up a pile up. Oh,
real.
Man.
For real. So, you know, he got up yesterday to do the show at 2 a.m. He was told to sleep on the plane. Didn't happen. So he texted me this morning because I get up at 3:30. So he was like, I'm awake. I was like, what? He said, I can't sleep. He even took melatonin.
Oh.
And he still couldn't go to sleep. I think he's nervous and excited. I'm speaking for
You're
him.
You're talking about him like
as if he's my child.
Yeah. But that's common wifing. A lot of wives
maybe
do that.
So. You can generalize on this one. Haven't you ever dreamed of going abroad, though? So he's traveled so much, Anthony. I only traveled once I met him. I had never really left my neighborhood. I'd never been abroad. Don't you ever dream of going like to different places or living abroad?
I did have aspirations of living abroad. I have some friends who live, one of my friends, Michaela, she moved to Spain.
Oh my
gosh. At first she started off doing like a student exchange program when we were in college.
Yeah.
And then she ended up becoming an English teacher for some really well-off families out there. She never came back.
She like, sorry, I'm living a good life over here.
And in my dreams of living abroad stopped once I realized not a lot of places have air conditioning like America.
No, it's very different. USA. USA.
So, a lot of people look for travel destinations. I look for good AC vents.
No, I get it completely. So we have Miss Amanda who's calling in, and she's lived abroad. Where did you live, Amanda?
I lived in Dubai.
Jeez, please tell us about Dubai, because all I see are these fabulous commercials. Everybody looks rich. Is it just like that?
It is absolutely amazing.
Wow.
It was absolutely mind-blowing and so eye-opening. As a person who's from little town in Ohio, when I was there in 2010, there was a huge overhaul of the educational system. Yeah. And I taught English as a second language to children who spoke Arabic. Right. I didn't know one word of Arabic.
Gosh, Amanda, so how did you find this job?
My mom and sister actually saw a 2-minute segment on Good Morning America. And I called. There was an interview 3 days later. I had one more interview. And by the end of July, I was in the UAE.
Oh, my gosh. What was the biggest difference between the UAE and the U.S., in your opinion?
I think it was so culturally accepting of other people.
Wow.
I mentioned it was very diverse, but we see things differently. We know social media and everything paints a different picture. People were so kind. They were so generous. There is a cultural norm. If you go and knock on someone's door, they have to take care of you and feed you for 3 days.
Oh, my gosh.
As a stranger, it was amazing.
Amanda, I really appreciate you sharing your story. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Oh, bye. We should actually have a conversation about living abroad. Obviously, people are down for it. Maybe have a convo later this week or next. National Day, Anthony A.
It is American Touch Tag Day, as in tag the game.
Tag, you're it. Hey,
yes.
Get them kids outside. Have them playing more of that and less on the video games. Okay, less screen time.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kimberly Sullivan married a man who had custody of his son. And when you think about a stepmom or stepdad, you think, oh, hopefully this person is going to treat this child with love as their own. And unfortunately, that's not how this story goes. This boy, now a 32-year-old man, was just found locked in a room.
Oh my God.
For 20 years. When he was pulled out and taken to the hospital by firefighters, EMTs, the man is 5'9" and he only weighs 68 pounds.
Whoa.
So we're talking about a human being that is completely emaciated. In 2004, when the boy was 11 years old in fourth grade, teachers and others were already calling Child Protective Services because the boy began to steal food. Anyone who's around children knows when kids are sneaking food, you know that there's probably an issue at home. They're not being fed properly. Food could be used as some form of punishment, even starvation. So the stepmother, Kimberly Sullivan, who's now 57, by the way, back then in 2004, she decided, I'll just pull him out of school, put him inside of this tiny room she had built, inside of a room, and he's been there ever since until he started this fire to escape. And he explained to police that he had to have his freedom. He just couldn't take it anymore. I don't know that he would have lived much longer when we hear the way he looked. I mean, police chief did a press conference, and we're talking about a man who sees all kinds of crime, right? This police chief had this to say.
33 years of law enforcement, this is the worst treatment of humanity that I've ever witnessed.
That was the voice of Fred Spagnuolo. Imagine saying it's the worst case of anything you've ever seen in your life. Coming from a police officer who we know witnessed a lot of crazy things. I don't understand how anybody could be like this to another human being. He was fed 1 to 2 sandwiches a day, sometimes peanut butter, chicken salad, sometimes nothing was between the bread, and 2 cups of water for 20 years.
Oh my God. And we've done a couple of stories where people are locked inside houses like this. And what is it called where like you kind of become a victim of your circumstances? Is it Stockholm Syndrome?
Stockholm Syndrome, right? Where, yes.
Like, when you say that to me as a man, I'm just like, how does this guy not just,
frightened. He's afraid. In his mind, he's been that 11-year-old boy or 10 or 9 or whatever age all of this began. And he can't even comprehend, I'm sure, that he's a grown man. I mean, his size alone, if you would see this person at that weight, I'm assuming nobody would believe that he's as old as he is. He hasn't been outside to play with anybody. We don't know who he is either. Police are redacting his name along with his biological mother and half-sister who are speaking on this to protect the victim because he hasn't been to school. He hasn't done anything in all of this time. How is he going to function? Also, how could the state just not follow up? He's pulled out of school. You have CPS visit the home. And the child just disappears and you never follow up. His biological mother and half-sister have a lot of the same thoughts. And of course, they're in shock. Here's what they had to say to NBC.
We have looked for him for so long, still just can't fathom it. How can anybody treat somebody like that?
And you know, I don't know the circumstances of custody or what happened, but I know that in this interview with NBC, the sister says she's been searching for him for quite some time.
I've been looking for him for over a decade. I wanted to wait until he was 18. I am almost 35 now, and there was nothing. No social media, no court records, no ancestry information, nothing.
Now, of course, this man's mother is grateful that he is alive and looking forward to reconnecting and hear her thoughts on just what happened to him.
I love him and he is so strong and I'm so proud of him for doing what he needed to do. I wish he did it sooner.
The stepmother, the evil stepmother, Kimberly Sullivan, is being held on a $300,000 bond, has pleaded not guilty, and we will follow up with this as the story develops. The mom of the victim says she hopes that she spends the rest of her life locked away. And I hope she does too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, it is time to play Who's Lying, and we have our contestant Samantha on the line. Samantha, why welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Let's do it. Okay. Oh, Samantha, we need to be your new favorite, number one, never listen to anybody else morning show of all time, okay? And in order for us to do that, you need to get to know who we are. Each of us, myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A., are going to go around the studio and tell you a little bit about ourselves. Here's something, though. Okay, we're being a little devious. One of us is telling a story. If you guess correctly who's lying, you win free Dana Cortez Show merch!
Yo.
Okay. Oh, Samantha, I'm going first. My name is Dana Cortez, and I was reading by age 3. Thank you to my Theo Frankie. My Uncle Frankie taught me how to read. Straight A student, teacher's pet. I moved around a lot. Didn't matter everywhere I went. I was in honor classes, and I helped the teachers grade other kids' grades. But one memory that always stands out to me is my favorite teacher, Mr. Wilson. He used to let me go out of class to study for the spelling bee. Yes, your girl was in the spelling bee. And so I would go out there to study with the Spelling Bee Club. I was the only member, but it doesn't matter. I got to do it.
DJ Automatic here. The only person in this room with a degree. I need to shout out Mrs. Capshaw. She helped guide me to a 4.2 GPA. I didn't get valedictorian, but I still did get a full 4-year scholarship to UC Berkeley for both academics and baseball.
That's my husband.
What up, Anthony A? And I'm going to take you back to third grade when my teacher, Miss Pinkston, first let me know that I had a gift to gab when she dubbed me the word man in class and would let me read out the definitions of certain words. So shout out to Miss Pinkston. I appreciate you.
Oh my gosh, you've been standing up and talking to people for years, Anthony A. Okay, look, all those stories are great, Samantha, but one of them isn't true. So if you guess correctly, you win the DCS merch. Samantha, who's lying?
I think DJ Automatic.
Yes!
Oh, yes!
I was a horrible child. I didn't even graduate with a 2.0, but I did get a baseball scholarship offered to UC Berkeley, but I couldn't go because I didn't have the grades.
And you are the only one in the studio.
And I do have a college degree. I did end up going to the University of New Mexico, and I finished there.
And Anthony A., you really did stand up in class and
do
that. That's so lovely
Shout
that your
Ms.
teacher
Pinkston.
Did that.
I appreciate you.
And Mr. Wilson, I love you wherever you are. Thank you for all the extra attention and just helping guide me to all the teachers out there. We love you. Woo-woo! And of course, Samantha, you got yourself DCS merch. I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for you listening to the show. Now, I must ask you, why did you think DJ Automatic was lying?
I think it was 4.2 GPA.
I put a little too much sauce on the lie.
All right, girl, hold on the line. We got to get all your info so that we can, you know, make sure you get that merch. Thank you once again. We love you. Woo!
Thank you. Love you guys.
Ow! All right, if you want to play Who's Lying, let's get you on the list. Call right now, 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We've all seen Jennifer Lopez get real sassy when she's asked about ex-husband Ben Affleck. Well, she's doing press because she's got a movie coming out. And the host of the Today Show pressed her on her divorce. Here's what she had to say.
In the middle of this, of filming this elaborate, beautiful musical, your divorce is also finalized with Ben.
And there you go.
Well,
look at this guy. If it wasn't for Ben, the movie wouldn't have got made, and I will always give him that credit. It's funny, the movie is about escapism. Yeah. It's about how movies and art save us in the hardest times of our lives. It really got me through to kind of survive a moment that was difficult in my personal life as well.
How amazing that she gave him full credit for producing the movie. And here's the thing. A lot of people were saying it's because she wants to work. She wants to do this and that. According to J-Lo, she didn't want to do all this. It was him pushing her to do the concert, to do the movie, him pressing her. Maybe that's where the conflict came in. I have no idea, but I do love that she had nothing but nice things to say about her ex-husband. That's a great thing.
I think it was genuine. I do.
Oh, totally, because the movie, nobody was gonna finance the movie. It was his production company.
Yeah.
And according to critics who've seen the flick, she's absolutely incredible in it.
It also makes sense that he would encourage her to do another one after that horrid other documentary she put out.
Yeah, that was bad.
The one where she was like, I'm from the Bronx. And,
and she's sitting there
and she's like walking through her old neighborhood.
That was not good.
She's walking through her old neighborhood and people are like, who are you?
We know where you're from, but we know where you are. And you have a lot going for you. And don't worry about what other people think. She's so in her head all the time, it seems like, about what people think about her.
Have you seen the photos from like the red carpet appearance yesterday?
No.
Yeah, they were like pretty, I was conflicted. I was like, ooh, either they just hooked up the night before or they're having like a petty off to see like, to act like each other's not hurt. They were pretty close to each other for exes who, you know, are divorced.
Well, I wonder if they still hook up because if you recall, his car was spotted at her Casa house a couple of times after midnight. And I don't know what they're doing. And I doubt they were praying the rosary.
Yeah, I saw them on the red carpet and they were giving canoodling vibes.
Maybe he gets those kind of visitation. I don't know. I just like to see couples who maybe they didn't make it still be kind to one another. Am I crazy?
No.
Am I insane? You're kind to your exes, Anthony.
Yeah, but I don't. None of them could say they ever funded my project.
You did it all on your own.
Yeah. And no, I think in your heart, I believe you, Dana Cortez, want to see love excel and people do good for each other.
Yes.
And it's always like at the end of the day, you got to separate business from your personal life. And that's just a tribute to how good of business people they are to be able to push past this.
Yeah. Well, they're both invested, and right? She's starring in the movie. Like, yeah. He's put the money behind it. You better put it aside.
We're talking more about them than we are the movie. So
Kiss of the Spider Woman. So I did
what is
read.
That? Is it a Miles Morales?
No, Miles Morales is not in it, but it is, according to critics who've seen it, one of the most incredible movies, and she was amazing in it. We'll see, right? Because there was a movie she was in called Hustlers that critics also said she should have been nominated for some type of Oscar or something. I loved her. I don't care what anybody says. I love J-Lo's body of work. I love Selena. Love The Wedding Planner. I love Monster in Law.
There's this one called Tough where she like.
Well, I haven't seen that one. Is it Tough or Enough?
Oh, Enough. There it is. Yeah.
You got the O-U-G-H right.
I know there was something there, but I just know J-Lo, like, she fights this guy in the dark in there. Anyway.
Is it good? I'm going to have to check that out. It sounds like a cinematic great that I might have missed.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Just when you thought it was over, Diddy is facing more legal issues other than being found guilty of the Mann Act. I'll explain everything after we get birthdays. Anthony, celebrity birthdays.
A friend of the show, Louis Capaldi, celebrating his birthday. Simon Cowell, and we'll wrap it up right there.
Okay, so we all know last week Diddy was sentenced to 4 years and 3 months in prison, right? So he's probably going to do 2.5 to 3 years at least. Now, he's not done there. He's facing 70 plus civil sexual abuse lawsuits going all the way back to 1991. Ooh. So, you know, his first wife or girl, I don't remember if they were married or not, Kim Porter, I believe they were married. They share children together. She has an ex by the name of Al B. Shore. Mm-hmm. And he sat down recently with Fox. And he was actually posting about this and talking about this years ago because I think he felt like his life was threatened. Take a listen.
Yes, many, many years ago, I posted some information trying to save my life. And thank goodness to my ex, you know, the wonderful Kim Porter, the late Kim Porter, who, you know, kind of warned me all along the way to, you know, just kind of watch your back, so on and so forth. And I didn't understand
because
why.
Because of Diddy.
Basically.
Do you believe that she died of pneumonia?
Absolutely not.
Wow. He said absolutely not. And who's to say, you know, whether she did or didn't? We don't really know the circumstances other than she was out the night before. She seemed to be fine, and then all of a sudden, there were rumors she was writing a book.
That's what I had heard
about her life.
Going to come forward with that book.
Nothing surprises me when it comes to Diddy. Interestingly enough, we've known about him and his ways for years. I just never understood how he could get away with it all. There's a lot of powerful men, though, right? You had Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, Courtney Love, who was once married to Kurt Cobain of the grunge group Nirvana, right? Classic, amazing group. I guess the fathers of grunge, really. She warned people on the red carpet. What advice would you give new starlets coming into Hollywood? She said, when Harvey Weinstein asks for the meeting, don't go. It was a joke, but it wasn't funny to women. It wasn't funny. What is it? Is it the money? Is it like scared because of your career that these men are able to do this? It's frightening to me.
That's a very loaded question. I think there's a lot of things that go into that. There's also, you know, people of status dangling dreams upon other people who, you know,
power.
Of all these, you know, horrible acts that these men have committed, they are all people of power who control, you know, opportunities. And I think when you're dangling that in front of a person, you know, they're willing to kind of, you know, put past maybe something that they wouldn't do it without that opportunity.
No, you're right. Also, I think that unfortunately people respect that money and you look at this person and you think that they're just great because they're rich. And I really mean that. We've been able to look at these really bad people and still show up to events that they're at and still support them because we like their art or whatever the case may be. I hope we can get past that someday. And I'm glad the judge gave Diddy the time.
Yes.
I really am, because I think it showcases that victims or survivors rather do have a voice and they will be heard in the courts.
Yes, it is a strive towards justice.
It is. And we'll see what happens with these 70 plus civil sexual abuse lawsuits. See if Diddy settles. Probably.
Yeah, because that's probably what that means, right? He's going to end up paying all these people out.
He's going to have to pay them out. Yeah, for sure.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.